bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Well, hello, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Thank you for that introduction there, Tim. That was wonderful. Yeah, just so you know, if you're not an Apple fan, then most of today's show is going to be about Apple, so you might have to fast forward quite a bit. If you are an Apple fan, you're in luck. Or kind of. Yesterday's event was... Yeah, we'll get into it in a second. Anyways, it's Tuesday, as I said, June 14th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Yes, it was Apple's WWDC event. And it pretty much started out like any other Apple event does. Tim saying,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
About a million times. After that, Tim got the show on the road with, yes, you guessed, pretty much the same old stuff.
We started out with 500 apps and now we've got 2 million.
Then Tim ran through about all what we were going to talk about and then Tim left the stage, which is probably a good thing. Tim's never a ball of fire, is he? Things opened up with Apple Watch getting a big ol' overhaul. Mind you, a lot of things are getting an overhaul, but just so you know, if you're a mainstream customer and not a developer, you're not going to see this stuff till fall. Anyways, Watch OS 3 was unveiled, doing away with the sluggish launches people have complained about, since it launched. There's new features like Squibble that'll let you write a message a little sloppy with your own handwriting with your fingertip there. There's even new faces for the watch that you can just flick through and decide, yep, that's the one for me today. And probably the most important thing, that new dock interface that lets you quickly jump between apps that are running. From WebOS, it went over to tvOS. Yes, for the fourth generation Apple TV, there will be some new bells and whistles. Gonna have a dark mode that'll give you a darker theme for night viewing. Actually, I think the darker mode looks a little bit nicer. Maybe it depends on what kind of TV you have. Also, say you download a video app to your iPhone and say that app has an Apple TV version of it, well, it's gonna go ahead and download it to your Apple TV too. That could be good and bad. Siri has also been very much expanded in tvOS. Now you can find content within third-party apps, say, YouTube. As we've heard before in the rumor, Siri will be opened up to developers. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, more so than just in tvOS. We're talking everywhere. Also, we're finally going to be getting back the iPhone Apple TV app. Thank goodness. Actually, what it does, it just replicates the remote's touchpad, allowing you to navigate Apple TV's fourth generation UI. But you get that little extra feature too. Your iPhone's keyboard, yeah, you can finally type on Apple TV again. Now, as I was saying, everything was pretty much about OS this, OS that, and OS this, and that. So it's no surprising that, yes, indeed, the X was dropped. After 15 years, yes, the X is disappearing, and it will simply be known now as Mac OS. And the first Mac OS to be out? Sierra. Ah. So what's Sierra gonna bring to the table? Well, you're gonna be able to unlock it when you're near, say with your iPhone or something. Yeah, you don't have to go in passwords and all that stuff anymore. It'll just sort of know that you're there, and voila, you're in. One of the coolest features about Sierra, it's gotta be said, copy and paste between all of your devices. If you highlight it on your iPhone and copy it, it'll be waiting there for you on your Mac if you want it. Also, some other features in Sierra, of course, will be the automatically free up hard drive space, yes, which we all could need nowadays. And you're gonna be able to pay for things with Apple Pay on your Mac. That works in combination with your iPhone or your Apple Watch. And yes, the rumors are also confirmed. Siri, yes, she's on the Mac now. Well, at least by fall. Finally, as you guessed it, things wrapped up with iOS 10. So what are we getting in iOS 10? Well, a redesigned lock screen. Kind of, yeah, I guess you could say the wallpaper's changed. It's got to be said, though, 3D touch support on notifications. Yeah, that's going to be cool. They even gave an example, say, deep press on an Uber, and it'll just say your driver is here. And believe it or not, we're going to be getting widgets in iOS 10, but not the way you're thinking. These widgets will actually go off to the side, not really customizing your home screen, but hey, we're getting there, slowly but surely. But as you probably guessed, iOS 10, yeah, the foundation will still look pretty much like the iPhone we got now. Other things we saw was VoIP integrated right into the phone dialer, so no confusing things anymore. Say someone's Skype calling you, well, it'll just come through that way. Maps is also going to be getting a nice little refresh, although I don't know how many people are actually using it. Another nice thing to see was Apple Music finally got a cleaner look. Again, though, we won't be experiencing this new look and feel until fall for Apple Music. And probably one of the most important things, at least for developers, is they have opened up the message app to them. That's right, so it's going to start looking like a combination of Viber and WhatsApp and anything else I can probably dream up. all in all, yes, it was a bit of an underwhelming keynote if you are a consumer. But on the other hand, it was the Worldwide Developer Conference, so we can't really ask for much more. It was definitely developer-focused for a change. And as always, it ended with Tim saying, "Thank you very much for coming. We'll see you next year." All right, hope that got you caught up in the Apple news. There was some other news yesterday. We'll get on with that now. Particularly the big one, Microsoft has bought LinkedIn. Why? We don't really know. Actually, I got a lot of flack on Twitter and in the Slack room for the tweet saying, "Ah, now LinkedIn's gone to crap." Most people said it was already crap, which I kind of guess I kind of agree with, yeah. So I will rephrase. It's now went from crap to sh-. Yeah, that's right. Since Microsoft has bought LinkedIn, you know what that means. They're going to have access to all of your stuff over there. Your resume, your contacts, everything. So why did Microsoft decide to cough up $26.2 billion? Yes, billion. Well, Microsoft says they see a future where everyone's LinkedIn profile connects with all their productivity apps and automatically syncs information between Office and other things. Microsoft says they also plan to personalize Cortana even more to integrate with LinkedIn for you. Is it just me, or did Microsoft decide just to cough up about $27 billion just because they wanted to be the first on the news page today instead of Apple? Regardless, if you were a fan of LinkedIn, you probably won't be anymore. And finally, you a Domino's pizza customer. It's kind of nice when you can kind of track your pizza to see when it's going to get there, if it's on its way. A lovely little feature, isn't it? Now, how would you like the tables turned on that? Yeah, Domino's tracking you. Well, that's what they're going to test out, at least in Australia. That's right, the company now wants to track customers. And what do I mean by customers? The ones that actually went in to take out their pizza, better known as carryout. So why would Domino's need this? Well, they think that by giving access to your phone's GPS data, Domino's will know exactly when to start making your pizza, so that it's fresh when you arrive at the store. There are pros and cons to this. First, the pro. If they know when you left and you're there already, they don't have any excuse for why it's not ready yet. The con, however, is Domino's knows everything about you and your whereabouts now. I'll just stick to delivery. Thanks. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, is the place for all the BTN shows. You can also follow all the latest happenings at BTN by following us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out with the fine folks in our BTN community over to our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning tomorrow, hopefully Apple-free, or mostly, I'll try to make it Apple-free, for your Humpty Dumpty Day install. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.